Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 11, The Veda, Krishna Pastimes. When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, he called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When the Bhattacharya went to see the king offered him respects and made the following inquiries. The king asked, "Have you submitted my petition to the Lord?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "Yes, with much endeavor I have tried my best. Yet despite my great endeavor, the Lord would not grant to see a king. Indeed, he said that if he were asked again, he would quit Jagannath Puri and go elsewhere." Hearing this, the king became very unhappy and greatly lamenting. He began to speak as follows. The king said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended just to deliver all kinds of sinful, low-born persons. Consequently, he has delivered sinners like Jagai and Madai. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated to deliver all kinds of sinners with the exception of a king named Maharaj Prataparudra?" Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is thus described by Narottama Das Thakur: "Patita pavana hetu tava avatar mo sama patita prabhu na paibayar." If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to reclaim sinners, then one who is the most sinful and lowborn is the first candidate for the Lord's consideration. Maharaj Prataparudra considered himself a most fallen soul because he had to deal with material things constantly and enjoyed material profits. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business was the deliverance of the most fallen. How then could he reject the king? The more fallen a person is, the more he has the right to be delivered by the Lord, provided, of course, he surrenders unto the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra was a fully surrendered soul. Therefore, the Lord could not refuse him on the grounds that he was a worldly pound shilling man. Alas, this is a verse from Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his advent deciding that he would deliver all others with the exception of me? He bestows his merciful glance upon many lower class men or usually not even to be seen. Maharaj Prataparudra continued, "If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. A devotee with Prataparudra's determination will certainly be victorious in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita 9.14. Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantas cha dvitavrata namasyantas cha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. These are the symptoms of a Mahatma engaged in the Lord's service in full Krishna consciousness. Thus, Maharaj Prataparudra's determination is very much exalted and is called Dridhavrata. Because of this determination, he was finally able to receive Lord Caitanya's direct mercy. Jadi se Mahaprabhur napai kripadhan. Kripa Raja Kiba Deha Sabha Akaran. If I do not receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, my body and my kingdom are certainly useless. Prabhupada's purport. This is an excellent example of Dridhavrata, determination. If one does not receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one's life is defeated. In Srimad Bhagavatam 555, it is said, "Para bhavas tavad abodha jato yavan na gyan nasita atma tattvam." unless one inquires into spiritual life, everything is useless. Without spiritual inquiry, our labor and the object of our labor are simply a waste of time. Hearing King Pratabharuja's determination, Savabhauma Bhattacharya became thoughtful. Indeed, he was very much astonished to see the king's determination. Prabhupada's purport. Savabhauma Bhattacharya was astonished because such determination is not possible for a worldly man attached to material enjoyment. The king certainly had ample opportunity for material enjoyment, but he was thinking that his kingdom and everything else was useless if he could not see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is certainly a sufficient cause for astonishment. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that bhakti, devotional service, must be unconditional. No material impediments can actually check the advancement of devotional service, be it executed by a common man or a king. In any case, devotional service rendered to the Lord is always complete, despite the devotee's material position. Devotional service is so exalted that it can be executed by anyone in any position. One must simply be dridhavrata, firmly determined. Savabhauma Bhattacharya finally said, "My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely be bestowed upon you." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Due to King Pratapuruja's firm determination, the Bhattacharya predicted that the king would receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without fail. As confirmed elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 19.151, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, one gets the seed of devotional service. The Bhattacharya was the spiritual master of King Pratapurudra, and he gave his blessings to the effect that the Lord would be merciful upon the king. The mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna combined to grant success to a devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Vedas. Yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tata gurau tasyaite katita yarta pakasante mahamana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. From the Svatasvatara Upanishad 6.23. Maharaj Pratapuruja had firm faith in the Bhattacharya, who declared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having firm faith in the Bhattacharya as his spiritual master, King Pratapuruja immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. Thus, he began worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind. This is the process of devotional service. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, 9.34, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mam evasyasi yuktya evan atmanam mat parayana. Engage your mind in always thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me and worship me, being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. This process is very simple. One need only be firmly convinced by the spiritual master that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one decides this, he can make further progress by thinking of Krishna, chanting of Krishna, and glorifying him. There is no doubt, then, that such a fully surrendered devotee will receive the blessings of Lord Krishna. Srila Savabhauma Bhattacharya explains this further. As soon as the Bhattacharya saw the king's firm determination, he declared, "The Supreme Lord is approached only by pure love. Your love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very deep. Therefore, without a doubt, he will be merciful upon you. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Such determination is the first qualification, as confirmed by Rupa Goswami in Upadesamrita 3, Utsahan Nishchayat Tarayat. One must first have firm determination, firm faith. When one engages in devotional service, he must maintain this firm determination. Then Krishna will be pleased with his service. The spiritual master can show the path of devotional service. If the disciple follows the principles rigidly and undeviatingly, he will certainly receive the mercy of Krishna. This is confirmed by the Shastras. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then suggested, there is one means by which you can directly see him. On the day of the car festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will dance before the deity in great ecstatic love. Prema Veshi Pushpa Dhyane Karabhena Pravesh Se Kale Ekale Tumi Chali Raja Vesh. On that Rathiyatra festival day, after dancing before the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter the Gundicha garden. At that time you should go there alone, without your royal dress. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the Gundicha garden, you should also go there and read the 5 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Krishna's dancing with the gopis. In this way, you can catch hold of the Lord's lotus feet. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in a mood of ecstatic love without external consciousness. At that time, as you recite those chapters from Srimad Bhagavatam, he will embrace you, knowing you to be a pure Vaishnava. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. A Vaishnava is always ready to help another Vaishnava progress towards realization of the Absolute Truth. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could understand the king's position as a pure Vaishnava. The king was always thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Bhattacharya wanted to help him approach the Lord. A Vaishnava is always compassionate, especially when he sees a prospective devotee very determined, Vridavrata. Consequently, the Bhattacharya was ready to help the king. So we shall end here today. And if Krishna desires, if he allows, we shall continue again very soon. Hare Krishna.